Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 185, Faithful Every Morning. Great is your faithfulness. Lamentations 3:23. Let that land for a moment. Great, not adequate, not enough for today. Great, and those words were not written on an easy day. They were written in rubble. Jerusalem had fallen. The temple was ash. The people were in exile. And it is right there, at the lowest point a human being can reach, that this testimony rises. The depth of the crisis did not silence the praise. It deepened it. Think about that. The writer was not sitting in a quiet morning with a warm cup in his hands. He was standing in ruins, and still he chose to see. He said, "The Lord's mercies are new every morning, not once a week, not only on the good days, every single dawn. This one, the one you woke up to today, is concrete proof that God's grace does not run out. It does not weaken. It does not reach its end." And the Hebrew word behind faithfulness in this verse is emunah, steadiness. Constancy, something that does not waver, not luck, not coincidence. God is not unpredictable. He does not wake up in a different mood. He does not change his mind about you between morning and afternoon. He is the same, yesterday, today, and forever. And that steadiness is a rock where the weary soul can finally rest. And if you need proof of that faithfulness, you don't have to look far. The greatest morning in history was a Sunday morning. It was when God did not abandon his son, when the tomb did not get the last word. The resurrection is not just a doctrine. It is the face of God's faithfulness. In the risen Christ, emunah took a name, took a body, took a Sunday morning that changed everything. If God was faithful in that moment, he is faithful in this one. If he held that morning, he holds yours. That is why the writer of Lamentations, in the middle of the pain, among the ruins, does not stay still. He anchors his soul and says, "Therefore I have hope." Not a passive hope that sits with folded arms, a hope that chooses to see beyond what is broken, that looks at the morning and recognizes the hand of God in it. And that is what I am asking you to do today, before breakfast, before the phone, before the day pulls you under. Pause. Just a moment. Look at this morning. And say out loud, one thing you are grateful for. One thing, not a list, one thing. And as you say it, name it for what it is. This came from the faithful hand of God. That is the act of faith today. Small on the outside, deep on the inside. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.